I'm now joined with Paul Cleary, Education Officer for Dogs Trust Ireland, to discuss their safety awareness campaign, which aims to educate people on how to interact with dogs and avoid being bitten. Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. According to recent data, a total of 320 people were hospitalised in 2020 following dog bites, but this figure could be a lot higher as it does not include one-off visits to emergency rooms or GP surgeries. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so the education team at Dogs Trust, we have always focused on dog safety in relation to children. That's been our main focus. We've been doing that for years. But with this data of the 320 people hospitalised in 2020, and with 64% of them being over the age of 20, that really highlights that dog safety education is for everyone. We all need to know how to be safe around dogs. So this week, we are highlighting dog safety for everyone, so we can all know how to spot the signs.
Okay, and the HSE data shows that 64% of those hospitalised were over the age of 20. Is there any data available in relation to the number of children?
We don't have breakdowns of exact ages to hand. No, we don't actually have the exact data. We just know the number of people and we know that percentage are over 20, so I wouldn't have breakdowns of specific ages, unfortunately.
No worries, but that is 20, so many of them would be teenagers and children. It could be up to 30% by the looks of it, yeah.
But interestingly, it's not the majority. We know that the amount of children being bitten by dogs is trending downwards. You know, that doesn't mean it's gone completely, but it's not, you know, but it is still something that we need to focus on, all right.
Okay. Has there been a significant rise in dog ownership in the last 2 years?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose in 2020, that was the year the pandemic hit. So we're all at home and dog ownership really spiked. We had a huge amount of people looking to adopt dogs. So so the last 2 years, there's much more dogs than there was previously. Yeah.
Yeah, so basically today's figures in relation to dog bites could be significantly higher.
Yeah, I will just stress though that 320 in 2020, it does sound high, but if you actually look at the amount of dogs we have in Ireland and the amount of interaction we have with them, it is still it's a figure that we need to recognise and respect. But I don't think there's anything to be overly alarmed about. It is still relatively, a drop in the ocean. But I do think it highlights we all need to, because we all interact with dogs, even if we don't have one ourselves, we all do need to know how to be safe around dogs.
Okay. And to educate people on how to interact with dogs and avoid being bitten, Dogs Trust have launched a Safety Awareness Week. The campaign is entitled Be Dog Safe Week. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so we have a lovely new animation that you can look at on our website, which is dogstrust.ie/BeDogSafe, and you can look at that animation there. And that animation goes through the signs to look out for. So the thing about dogs is you find a lot of the time people say, look, my dog is an angel. My dog wouldn't harm a fly, okay? I would never pet my neighbor's dog when they're eating or when they're sleeping, because we all kind of know that that's a general rule. But my own dog, not a bother. But actually, what we often find that dogs do exhibit little signs that they are stressed or worried. And those signs could be things like licking their lips, yawning, their ears could be back, they could be showing the whites of their eyes, the tail goes between their legs. These could be all little signs that your dog is feeling stressed. And we've also kind of explored the concept of trigger stacking. So just trigger stacking for yourself. I'm sure occasionally someone in your life might say something to you a little bit passive aggressive, And, on a good day, you might be able to bite your lip and, you'd be fine. You'd get over it. But maybe on another day where you got up late for work and you're stuck in traffic and you didn't have any breakfast and you're not having a good day, and then someone says something smart to you, you might actually, fly off the handle and act out a character. That's called trigger stacking. It's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. And that is something that happens with dogs as well. So while your dog might be absolutely fine with kids, petting, not necessarily fine with kids petting them, but they may not have acted out in the way that you're uncomfortable with before. If something was to happen on a day that they were at the vet, maybe there was fireworks the night before, their resilience might be a bit lower that day and they might act out. And that's what we really want to highlight this week, is just spotting those signs.
And what can happen if you punish your dog for growling?
Yeah, that's a big one. And certainly I know when I was a child, that was something that, would have happened to the dogs in our family home. If they growled, they were punished. That is not a good idea, because what happens then is your dog's not going to growl. The growl is probably the most obvious warning that they're feeling stressed. So if they remove the growl, they're going to skip that step. And, we know what the next one is, and you're removing the warning.
Okay, and when we notice our dog behaving in a way that indicates stress, as we spoke earlier, of course, how should we deal with it?
So it's kind of de-escalate the situation, kind of make it, a lot of the time it's just that your dog wants space. So provide them with that space. We have a room in our house with a dog bed in it. Whenever we have people over, my dog will always potter around. And then when it gets a bit much, she'll go to that room and everyone knows, okay, we're going to leave her alone then. So giving them that space is a really good idea. And then if you could also provide them with enrichment. So enrichment would be things like a Kong that you could put some doggy treats in. You could maybe get a snuffle mat. There's all sorts of enrichment that you could get a dog. Some, we have all information for that on our website. So if you go to our website, you can look at different enrichment ideas.
Okay, you briefly touched on this earlier, but it could be very dangerous to pet your dog whilst eating or sleeping.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. In fact, remember I mentioned earlier on, most of our education tends to target children, but this week we're targeting everyone. But the three things that, when I'm in a classroom, I'm like, if I do nothing else, I want every kid here to know that we don't go up to a dog when they're eating, we don't go up to a kid, we don't go up to a dog when they're sleeping, and then we don't approach a dog who isn't with their owner. They're like the three kind of pillars of like dog safety for a child, and also hugging as well. We wouldn't hug a dog. That's quite important as well.
So Paul, is it true that certain dog types are more prone to anger, hot temper? For example, many people generally will say that Jack Russell's pit bulls and some others have a nasty gene in them. And to the opposite extreme, they would say Labradors and Collies are even tempered. Yeah. What's your view?
Yeah, so our policy for that would be that we don't look at the breed, we look at the deed. And I think the angle there is we don't find it very helpful, and we don't think it makes people safer to kind of target, and we don't think it's accurate either to target specific breeds in regards to safety education. We need to be safe around every dog. Okay, every dog has the potential to bite, so we need to be safe around, the cute small ones and the big tall ones and the energetic ones and the lazy ones. They're all emotional animals that we share our lives with, and it's about making that relationship as de-stressful and as harmonious as possible. So that's what we're focusing on, is just creating this harmonious relationship with everyone's dog.
Okay, so I guess a dog's temper can also depend on how it had been treated in the past. Would that be right?
It can do. Also, I'm a little reluctant to kind of go down that road because there's been lots of dogs who haven't been treated very well, who are gorgeous temperaments and are, lovely dogs. And then also on the other hand, there's lots of dogs who have had great lives that we still need to, be aware that they can still get stressed. So that's why I think the best way that we think to stay safe around dogs is to just be aware that all dogs get stressed the same way all people get stressed. All dogs will get worried, and it's really important to recognize those signals in all dogs so that we can respect them and adjust our behavior.
And Paul, what are your views in relation to toddlers and babies in the company of dogs?
Yeah, we actually have another workshop that we do that that's free. You can contact us and we'd be able to do it online. It's an antenatal workshop where we actually prepare parents who are expecting a baby, who have a dog, how to prepare their dog for that baby. And we give lots of advice then as the baby grows older into toddler years. Because we all know toddlers, they love to grab things. We've all had our hair pulled by a toddler at some stage. And in relation to dogs, that could be ears or tongues or mouths. So it's just about being aware of those things. You can absolutely have a really, really happy relationship with a dog and a toddler. But it is all about respect and just understanding that your dog will have limits. And never leaving the child unattended. Never, ever leave a child unattended with a dog, okay? A child could go up to the dog or pull them, or we don't know. So it's just never leave a child unattended with a dog.
So for anyone interested in advice or information about workshops, how do they go about it?
Yeah, well, our website, if you go to our website, dogstrust.ie/bedogsafe, you can find all our information and you can contact us about any further workshops that you'd like to do. I will just say, though, we are doing a workshop. It's not a workshop, it's more of a talk. It's a Be Dog Safe talk on Friday, May 6th at lunchtime. And it's online, so all you need, everybody, no matter where you are, you can attend. All you have to do is register, and you can register for that on our website. And it's free as well. Did I say that? It's free. So we can kind of go into more depth into how to be safe around dogs.
Okay. And even though the campaign is entitled Be Dog Safe Week, it's not just happening during the week. It's for any length of time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is just our week where we're really honing in and getting our message everywhere. And we've launched this new animation. But yeah, our dog safety message is for everyone, for all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I think we covered all our bases there, Tony. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Paul, thanks again for joining us. Great talking with you. All the very best. Do take care.
Cheers. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Paul Cleary, Education Officer for Dogs Trust Ireland, talking about their safety awareness campaign to educate people on how to interact with dogs and avoid being bitten.